So in today's episode of Movie Wallahs, we're going to review the movie After Earth. It's time for Movie Wallahs. Hi, this is Joe.
Hi, it's Rashmi.
And Yazdi as well.
Movie Wallahs is your weekly dose of film reviews, movie news and general banter in theatres, on DVD, online streaming or in the back of an airplane. If you love the movies, this show is for you. Greetings all.
Hello.
As a cat attacks Yazdi's microphone.
I know. She waited until we started and she starts rubbing herself against his microphone.
And there really is a cat. This is not metaphorical.
And there is a microphone.
And there is a microphone, yes.
We have a first for Movie Wallahs today.
Yes.
We have a live studio audience.
We do.
Just one. No, a single.
On. We're trying to create
That's
the impression
right.
that this
That's
is
right.
more than the mum and pop shop.
There's, yes.
There's two and a cat. Two cats and an audience member.
So welcome to our friend Angel, who's hanging out while we record.
Hey, Angel.
Hello, Angel.
She hasn't got a microphone, so no one can hear you. You're safe. You're safe from the big, bad internet.
We're gonna cue her in when to laugh when there's something funny.
Yes.
Yeah, laugh at our jokes. That's what you have to do. That's your job. You have a role.
Okay. Say howdy.
So, just one movie, I guess, to review today. We're going to talk about the movie After Earth. And I think, Yazdi, you have the intro.
I do. So After Earth is the latest film directed by M. Night Shyamalan, he of The Sixth Sense, Unbreakable, and Signs fame. The film is also somewhat of a Will Smith production since he has solo story credit here. But Jada Pinkett Smith also shares producer credit, and the film stars Will Smith as well as his son Jaden Smith in lead roles. The film is based on a screenplay by Shyamalan and Gary Whitta, and is a sci-fi adventure set 1,000 years in the future. Will Smith plays a decorated hero who has made a name for himself by conquering fear that makes him invisible to aliens roaming the planet that humanity has now colonized. Jaden Smith plays his teenage son who is brushing up against his father's authority. A spaceship in which father and son are traveling and which also is carrying a caged alien has to crash land on a planet. Turns out this planet is Earth, that was long abandoned by the human race several centuries ago. Now, father and son have to survive Earth as it has evolved in those 1,000 years. The film co-stars Sophie Okonedo and Joey Kravitz. So I know we saw this just last night, mm-hmm. So...
Fresh.
Our thoughts should be fresh in our minds. So review. Who wants to take it away?
Okay, so this was better than The Last Airbender, which doesn't say much. But it was better than The Last Airbender. So I was really excited to see this film because I loved Will and Jaden Smith in The Pursuit of Happiness. So I was really interested to see what they would be like, you know, now that Jaden's a little bit grown up, and I really liked his performance in The Karate Kid. So, and I also liked the idea of the movie generally, but I was really disappointed by this one because I just feel like we watched a video game as opposed to a full movie that had a fully realized story.
Joe?
After Earth. So we watched this, right?
Yes.
Okay. When was it?
Yesterday.
Like, yeah, that's right.
Not 24 hours ago, yes.
Yeah, not terribly
memorable.
Not terribly memorable was this one. I found the whole movie just a little bit dull, a lot dull and plodding. It didn't put me to sleep, but I think in terms of overall kind of sci-fi concept, you know, it was big on concept, but I don't think the concept was a good one. I think it was just a little tiresome. The relationships between the boy and son, the father and son, just weren't fully fleshed out and realized. Will Smith played this odd character who had no fear, but also no emotion, it seemed. So horribly frustrating to see him in this role where he is gagged and bound as an actor to react to anything that happens around him, right? So, I don't know, I didn't connect with it. Not a great film for me.
So, I do want to comment on the Will Smith character, but I had the strangest reaction to the movie. I actually, and I've not had this reaction almost to any other movie in a long time, I want to make a remake of this movie done right. I do, because I think there is a great story here. I think the very fundamental story is excellent. It's very cinematic. And I think everything is lost in the execution. I think there is, you can take the same story and make a really tight, claustrophobic movie, you know, kind of like Aliens was, you know, but Alien on a spaceship and you have to escape and kind of try to get somewhere in a particular amount of time. So I think it has the makings for a great film and it just completely squanders away that opportunity, I think.
So you blame Shyamalan?
I don't know if I should blame...
Or the story with Will Smith.
I don't know whom I should blame. I mean, I think all those individual pieces should have worked. But I agree with you, it felt completely like a video game.
Yeah.
And I agree with you that there was something missing. I mean, the whole piece, you know, there at various parts, you know, Jaden Smith's character gets, you know, accosted by all manner of wild animals. And they're so perfunctory, all those chase scenes. It feels like there was no wit in it. There was no energy in it. He's just running after somebody. He spears somebody. It just seems very by the numbers.
Right. So this is the thing. I never felt like our main protagonist was ever in danger. I always knew that he was going to survive at the end of the day. The thing that I think there was a lost... And then the animals, yes, you make a good point. Some of them look like Muppets. Like the CG was so bad that some of them looked like Muppets to me, so it completely took me out of the movie.
I agree with you.
I think
having seen some, you know, like some great CG recently, like the Life of Pi Tiger.
Right.
Now, when you see CG not done so well, these look like poorly animated characters. I would rather have seen them as animated characters, so that you at least understand there's an artistic view. But when you try and make them realistic and they don't behave like animals do when they don't move right, it's really jarring. It's like, oh, what is this? It's clumsy. It feels clumsy.
Yeah, but I think, Yazdi, like you're saying that, I think there was a decent idea that I think got started, but there was no story. And I didn't understand. I know we were on Jaden Smith's journey, okay, from like kind of boy to man.
Correct.
But other than that, what was the movie trying to do? I kind of felt like there was a hidden message about a green earth, or this is what we're doing to Mother Earth and this is what will happen. But nothing came through for me. I just didn't get a sense of story. And like you, I just couldn't connect with the movie. And then the Will Smith thing. I mean, he was trying so hard to be serious that he forgot there's actually an audience watching. And the reason Will Smith is famous is because we like his cocky, young boy, Philly, you know, style. We like that humor and we didn't get any of that. In fact, we just felt like I was in a cardboard city.
Yeah, I mean, the minute you mentioned Will Smith's character, I mean, since I saw it yesterday, I read up a few reviews, and every review has brought up this issue that they have a big problem with Will Smith's character and they find him just wooden and emotionally, you know, uninteresting.
Yeah.
But I was actually okay with this. I don't want Will Smith to be Will Smith in every movie. I mean, he can play somebody else once in a while. So I didn't have a problem with that. I mean, he always is like... He's like a jackrabbit in every movie. He's jumping around.
Well,
he's doing things.
Pursuit of Happiness, where he was exceptional as the main character. He was brilliant in that, and that was a very serious role. So he can play serious, but this was just devoid of emotion.
I don't mind him doing something different here. I just think he was so constrained by the script because I don't think it gave him much to do, and he had this thing where he's not afraid,
right?
But when you walk around, when you're not afraid of these really badass space aliens all around you, and I just think there was a kind of, I think it's more of a writing issue for me rather than an acting, because, you know, there was a great opportunity here, I think, for the father to experience fear, you know, the whole journey of the character.
Oh, that would have been a good film.
Right, so you set it up so that the boy has to go and save the world, save the situation, and the father, who experiences no fear, has to send his son out into the wilderness, who is a scaredy cat. So there's a great opportunity there for that character to go through something and experience something new. And they just didn't exploit any of that.
But maybe I'm giving too much credit to the script. But I think that's the whole point, is that the reason for Will Smith's character to exist is because he has learned that the only way to deal with adversity is to have no fear. And therefore, he cannot show emotion. He has to be so fearless that, you know, this alien cannot sense him even.
Well, I want a character arc. It's not asking much these days, right?
Right.
I think the other thing for me was that, you know, typical of the M. Night Shyamalan movies, you know, there were too many gotcha moments and they just seemed like cheap shots to me. So any fear just came from that kind of like making you jump. So you know, I was like, really, you're going to do this? And then that whole, you know, his whole obsession with spirits and you know, that whole sort of story arc between Jaden Smith and his sister.
Right.
We didn't, you know, like this
it kind of felt like Sixth Sense again. You had to give a throwback.
I actually feel like defending it a little bit because everybody's just like, just, you know, mutilating this movie. Everybody, I mean, the reviews are vicious.
Yeah, I'm just looking on Rotten Tomatoes, actually. 12%.
Right. So, reviews. I mean, it, I don't know. I mean, I found enough things to enjoy. I mean, I wish.
Yeah.
So again, this whole concept of you crash land on a planet and the only thing which is going to save you is a particular part of your spaceship, which is 100 kilometers away.
Right.
And you need to somehow traverse 100 kilometers of all manner of adventure to get to that and save them. And that's a great story.
But isn't that every video game story in the last 10 years? And you have to do it by, you know, achieving different things in every level, and each level gets harder and harder, except it didn't feel like things got harder and harder for the main protagonist.
I'm thinking in the hands of somebody like Ridley Scott, you know, who it's so ironic because, you know, after The Sixth Sense, after Unbreakable, after Signs, you know, the good phase of M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
He was
The Village wasn't awful to me.
Okay, separate debate. I think it was. Okay. But after those three movies, I think the one thing I could credit him as being exceptionally talented with was generating this sense of tension and foreboding out of thin air. I mean, Signs has, you don't even see the alien until the last 15 minutes of the movie, but there's this palpable sense of fear, and he just creates with, you know, screen doors banging against. He was so good at generating that sense of fear. And I don't know if it was because he was constrained to deliver like a PG movie, so they couldn't get really claustrophobic and really scary with it. But otherwise, you know, every chase felt too plastic. It felt too...
Well, that's because Muppets were chasing the guy.
But the whole movie was that. And I think now that I think about it, now that we've discussed it a little, I think for me the big problem was in the writing. I mean, some of the cheesy sci-fi lines, you know, it's not a spoiler to say that there's a spaceship that crashes. I think we've spoken about it already, but, you know, it was because the gravitons were doing something in the universe.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, really?
Sci-fi mumbo jumbo that didn't add anything. There was much science talk.
Yeah,
the whole setup, you know, the whole After Earth premise is set up, you know, they created these genetically engineered monsters that, you know,
have evolved
that have evolved to smell human fear, but they're totally blind, but they've evolved to smell fear. So eventually there comes a man who has no fear.
I like that.
I didn't mind that bit of it. I actually thought that had potential, and that's what kind of drew me to being excited.
Genetically engineering a creature to destroy humanity, why would you make it blind? You would give it the pheromone sense too, right? But you'd stick a pair of eyes in there. If you're this advanced race trying to kill the human race.
No, but this is the thing. This is since, I don't know, since...
Nonsense.
What do you mean nonsense? Every movie, the bad guy has to have some vulnerability that is exploited by the good guys.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, I thought it was very smart, this whole concept of phantoming that they talk about in the movie.
I like that too. And I like the whole idea of this thing called ghosting, where what did you call it?
Phantoming.
Phantoming.
Yeah. I think mine sounds better.
Yeah, I think yours does. I think it's quite smart in that there's this whole group of people that have evolved to control their emotion. I really like that. The thing that got me, though, was the beginning was so much like Oblivion, but it made me realize how smart and wonderful the production was on Oblivion. Because, again, I don't want to poo-poo-poo this movie, but I am.
Go on, do it.
The production was really blah. I mean, considering, again, this is the future, I mean, it was just very generic, futuristic, you know, people living in apartments, but they're like a triangle, pyramid.
But did you like the outfits?
I must say, the one thing I'll give props to...
Because just as a reminder to people who haven't heard our review of Oblivion, Rashmi loved the movie, but she complained about the main woman walking around
in a Calvin Klein sheath dress
and
a pair of pumps.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the future.
This is Rashmi's, like, constructive criticism on Oblivion.
It's the future.
So now, this future, come on, tell me.
No, so I did like the suits.
Ah.
I did like these suits that change colour.
But the rest of the production design
was crappy.
Manola Dargis in the New York Times had particular problems with it. She, I mean,
Oblivion's
it's funny.
All
no,
this
about
one.
This one.
Oh.
She's saying it's it's, you know, the entire spaceship, the crash spaceship looks like wrapping Stingray. Paper, no, wrapping paper and wet toilet paper,
it
which
was.
Is being thrown on
it
the
was
walls.
Weird. It was so strange.
And she said, in the future, everybody's apartments look like now, only they have sailcloths for walls or something. But
it's
anyway.
True. Weird All production. Right. Okay.
Let's take the knives out and do what we have to do with this movie.
All right. I'll go first then. So this is a really average sci-fi adventure that should have been a video game. Watch Oblivion instead. This is worth a watch after you've seen everything good that's playing at the cinema. I'm going to give this one 4 out of 10.
Wow.
I've played lots of video games and many of them have plots a lot stronger than this. So I hate that video games get used as this yardstick for bad plot. But I know what you mean. I think it was just, It was just poorly constructed. That said, you know, I didn't hate the movie while I was in it. It was okay. I felt myself reasonably entertained. But, you know, we were lucky enough.
I kept hearing you yawn. You must have yawned. I think I counted
five times in a row.
It's rare that I check my watch. It's a pet peeve of mine when people check their watches in the middle of movies. It's just something that really irks me. But I did. I was fidgeting in this one.
And you yawned 5 times
But
in
I was
a row.
Also tired.
I know. But 5 yawns in a row is big.
I'm allowed to yawn. You were counting my yawns. This speaks volumes about the quality of the movie. So I'm going to give this slightly more generous than you, 5 out of 10. Because as I say, in the moment it was good, but really don't rush out and see this one. I would feel horrible if you felt the need on our recommendation to go and spend, you know, $15 a ticket on this one. It's just not worth it. So wait till it comes out on DVD or Netflix.
So, like I said at the beginning, I think there is actually there's a great movie hiding somewhere here. And
deep,
I think
deep
down, there's a great movie hiding. I think with this plot, you could do wonders. And unfortunately, they weren't able to. But having said that, I don't think this movie is like, you know, appallingly bad. I think it's a reasonable entertainment. I wish also the entire movie has Jaden Smith almost in every scene of it. And he's an okay screen presence. He's not an exceptional screen presence. And I wish the Smiths had not made this a vanity project and just picked somebody else, a better actor. I think it would have brought a lot more depth to the movie. So having said that, I think this movie might actually work well for kids of a particular age. I think between 10 to 14, they might just enjoy it like a video game experience. It might be good for kids of a certain age. I give it 6.5 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah, and then maybe...
Back it down or back it up?
No, I'm going to back it up because everybody's... I have to stand up for the underdog, and everybody's giving this such a bad...
Yes, Dee.
Yes.
You're giving this one less than The Great Gatsby and The Reluctant Fundamentalist.
Yes, he's too nice to be a critic sometimes. refuses to...
Really?
But you guys, I mean, it's not horrid. Was it horrid?
No, it wasn't horrid, but it's 7.
Okay, 6 out of 10. Happy?
Maybe.
Somewhere between a 6 and a 7, but 6, okay. I mean, I really wonder what happened to M. Night Shyamalan. I mean, was that a flash in the pan?
I think he only had 2 good movies in him.
You know,
But I think if you're a good filmmaker, you're a good filmmaker. It almost seems like somebody else is making these movies now.
Someone put a curse on him.
I think maybe after he'd had a couple of duds, he's lost a lot of directorial control. I can't help but feel that somebody else whose money is on the line says, okay, you can do this, but...
Right, you're going to do it this way.
Yeah, and so I think as a director, he's not allowed to take risks. Mm-hmm. And the last couple of movies that he's had have really had very little in the way of risk in them. They've all been trying to cater to this big audience, and I think his earlier movies, like anyone's early art, tends to push the envelope a little. And I think here he's just towing the line. It's a paycheck. You know, why not? He gets paid a few million bucks to do a job that he loves. But I don't know. That's my theory anyway.
Yeah.
It's sad because I think he's very talented.
I think he's very talented too.
Going back to Jaden Smith, though, I mean, I thought he was really good in The Karate Kid.
Well,
he
was very good in The Karate Kid.
I think he just lacked a little bit of maturity for this one.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a character arc. I mean, he starts off as a brat and he remains a brat.
Right. And that's why I lay the problem squarely with the writing. There just isn't any development.
There's no arcs.
Yeah.
But as an actor, I agree with you. I think I struggled to take him seriously when he was fearful. You know, there were a couple of moments when he was supposed to be horribly frightened And, you know,
or cold.
He screwed up his face and he did all the frightened stuff, but I never believed in him.
Yeah.
So.
And there was this one part in the movie, maybe we are giving this movie too much credit, but there was this one part in the movie where he's supposed to make this turn where, you know, Will Smith's character tells him, come back, you know, I'm aborting the mission. Yeah. And he says, no, I'm not going to do it. And I'm going to, you know, move on. That should have been like a major pivot point. And it just, he just couldn't make it work, I think. But
anyway. The suit was cool.
Suit was cool, yes.
All right, well, let's wrap up for today. Mail at moviewallahs.com if you have any comments. Twitter.com/moviewallahs and Facebook.com/moviewallahs as well. Do post. Send us emails. We love interacting with you all. So I guess until our next episode, it's too many movies, too little time. A good night from me.
And me.
And me as well.